I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On Saturday, with just minutes warning, Mount Untake began spewing ash, rocks, and poisonous gas. 48 people died and rescuers have been hampered by ongoing volcanic activity. Asian Access's Jeff Johnston says although Asian Access doesn't have personnel in the immediate disaster zone, they're coming alongside the Japanese church to equip him for emotional rebuilding.
Pray that this kind of an event would cause people to ask the deeper questions of life and that the church would be there to provide hope through Christ and provide encouragement and practical help.
Next, thousands of mothers in Thailand are surrendering their kids to, quote, respectable strangers, believing even though they won't see him again, their kids will have a better life. But E3 Partners says they're being lied to. Experts estimate at least tens of thousands of victims are trafficked every year. E3 Partners now has trips planned throughout the year that not only help prevent trafficking, but share the gospel. Is this your passion? Check out the trip information at our website. And it can be pretty hard to move on from something that you've poured your life into for nearly 30 years. But John and Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministries know it's God's will for them to step down from their roles as international directors. Lorella says,
"We look forward to even greater things in the days ahead. We believe that the organization will be stronger. It will be able to reach more African children for Jesus through this move."
Mark Lucky, a current missionary with ECM, will be taking over. Pray for a smooth transition. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., SGA's founder. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.